Liberté. France announces suspension of vaccine pass regime. By Peter Cattell on March 3, 2022. After a short yet controversial reign, France's vaccine pass regime is set to be suspended by mid-March. First introduced in January, France's pass system was controversial even before implementation, with the country's president, Emmanuel Macron, explicitly stating that the purpose of the new measures was to piss off the nation's unvaccinated. However, such controversy now appears set to come to an end, with France's prime minister announcing the passes limiting the freedoms of unjabbed individuals would soon be suspended. According to a report by Le Monde, both the vaccine pass regime, as well as a variety of forced mask-wearing measures, are to be terminated on March 14. The conditions are met for a new phase of relief of the measures. So I announce to you that for Monday, March 14, we will suspend the application of the vaccine pass. Wherever it applies, the publication reports Prime Minister Jean Castex has saying on Thursday. Castex also said that forced mask wearing would be largely abolished on that date for the vast majority of indoor locations. Some measures will, however, remain in place post March 14, perhaps most notably compulsory vaccination for the nation's caregivers. Forced mask wearing will also not be going away in its entirety either. And while a variety of mask mandates are being lifted in France by mid-March, such as those requiring individuals to wear face coverings in shops and businesses, other mandates requiring those looking to use public transport or to visit healthcare settings are also set to stay. Despite the fact some measures will be remaining in place, the suspension of the French vaccine pass is to represent a significant relaxation of the restriction on the country's unvaccinated, with Castex crediting the loosening to the decline of the pandemic. However, in other French news on Thursday, incumbent French President Emmanuel Macron, who presided over the implementation of the harsh measures, is to formally launch his campaign with a so-called letter to the French. According to a report by Le Parisien, Macron is announcing his campaign at the very last minute, with the candidacy deadline for the election being Friday, March 4. Macron is currently leading in the polls, but faces stiff opposition from the populist right, with a combined support for veteran right-wing politician Marine Le Pen and political firebrand Éric Zemmour posing a significant challenge to the La République en Marche leader. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.